never said I oppose fracking.
Show the tape. Put it on your website. Put it on. Put it on the website.
Live from Clark Studios in Rochester, New York. Broadcasting around the world. You're listening to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
Just when you thought Biden and the Democrats couldn't get any more tyrannical than they've already demonstrated over the last 7 months of the wretched and horrifying presidency, they decide to pull out all the stops yesterday in their most tyrannical and government overreached moves yet. Biden has clearly made it very apparent to the American people that he doesn't give a shit about the Constitution. He doesn't give a shit about our freedoms, our rights, and he certainly doesn't give a shit about you or me and the American people. What he did yesterday by coming out swinging against private businesses, which he has absolutely no authority whatsoever to do, was by far the most illegal and unconstitutional move of his presidency, one that I personally think is going to end his political career. It was the most far progressive, the most radical, the most dangerous move that any governmental tyrant can do, and it's a slap in the face to our U.S. Constitution. Today, we're going to start the show by dissecting down what happened yesterday, what exactly happened, and if Biden actually has the legal authority. The answer is very simple. The answer is very simple. No, he does not. He does not have the authority to do what he did yesterday. And Republican lawmakers throughout the country vowed to block. They have vowed to block the new Biden vaccine policy, which could affect as many as 100 million Americans. So it is absolutely unconstitutional, what Biden's done. Lawmakers are exploding all over the country, all over, not just Republican lawmakers, but Democratic lawmakers are exploding in fury as the president just declared war on the unvaccinated. That's what's happened, people. That is what's happened. I do not care what side of the fence you sit on. I don't care whether you're vaccinated or not. I don't care whether you're pro-choice, you're anti-vax, you're for freedom. It does not negate the fact that Biden last night did declare war on the unvaccinated. And it is the job of our politicians. They are obligated to protect our rights, to protect our freedom. The pandemic does not, nor has it ever, superseded the Constitution, which is why we are still free as of now. But that's not going to last long, people, because we keep bending over to this BS. We keep bending over to every single tyrannical move that the Biden administration has thrown our way since January 20th. And if we do not fight now, if we do not step up, if we do not support the Republican National Committee and their pursuit to go up against this administration, we will soon have no freedoms left. We will be no different than Australia. We will be no different than the United Kingdom. We will be no different than Canada. One by one, these countries are losing their rights because they bend over to their governments. But America doesn't have to. We are still the freest country in the world. We are still the toughest country in the world when it comes to defending our constitutional rights, but we need to fight for them. Ben Franklin said it the best. Once we became a republic hundreds of years ago, somebody yelled out to him and said, "Hey, Ben, so what's it going to be? Are we a monarch or a republic?" He says, "We're a republic for now, as long as you can keep it." Well, by God, I am not going to be the generation that lets this whole freedom thing go right down the drain. And every single one of you watching this show, every single one of you out there throughout America needs to step up right now and start fighting against the very, very draconian measures that Biden continues to slam us with, not just on a monthly basis, but on a weekly basis. It almost seems now on a daily basis. So him coming out yesterday and going up against small businesses and his latest move to meet his big pharma sales target, because let's be honest, that's all this is. That's all this has ever been. That's all this has ever been. It's been big pharma, big pharma's attempt to meet their sales targets. This was never about health. This was never about safety. It was always about big pharma meeting their sales target, as if they don't have billions to begin with, as if billions and billions of dollars wasn't enough. They need more. So the whole thing has been one ploy. So Biden just took it to a whole new level yesterday. He's now come out and attacked small businesses because he knew schools wasn't enough. They've already held the schools hostage. 80 million Americans are not vaccinated. And this is killing the narrative for the Democrats and Big Pharma. It is destroying their narrative. Big Pharma's in big trouble. They need us putting shots in our arms. They need it to happen. Not for safety, but for revenue. So Biden's desperate. He's very desperate. The Democrats are freaking out. They promised, although they have no right to that, they promised Big Pharma that they would help them meet their sales targets. And it's not happening. So in a desperate attempt, one final desperate attempt, Biden came out swinging, sounding like Adolf Hitler last night, saying, "I've had enough. We're not doing this the nice way." Blasio in New York City already came out a few months ago and said, "We're done being polite." Like, excuse me, Bill, nobody asked for your opinion. Nobody cared what you thought about anything. We weren't trying to do this because you were being polite. You can be polite. You can be angry. You can be tyrannical. We're still not getting the vaccine. It's very simple. It's very simple. It has nothing to do with health anymore. It has to do with the fact that the government keeps trying to ram this down our throats. And people are now defying it out of spite because Joe Biden and the Democrats won't shut the hell up about it. So we've just had enough. We're sick of it. 80 million strong are sick of it. It is absolutely unconstitutional. So lawmakers are exploding in fury as Biden just declared war on the vaccinated. Let's break the article down here. So we all know last night what happened. You've all seen it or have heard about it. Biden has now announced proposed rules that would force private sector employers with more than 100 workers to either require them to be fully vaccinated or mandate that they undergo weekly tests. Both extreme overreach, extreme tyranny, and extremely unconstitutional. Now here is where he actually got busted. This is, and lo and behold, White House Chief of Staff Ronald Klain actually raised or said what everybody is thinking. Here's where we know things have gone dramatically wrong. And Ted Cruz brought this to everybody's attention yesterday. Foolish retweet from the White House Chief of Staff. He said the quiet part out loud. Biden admin knows it's highly likely to be illegal, very similar to the eviction moratorium, but they don't care. And White House Chief of Staff just basically admitted that yesterday. Ronald Klain retweeted this. Stephanie Ruhle tweeted yesterday on Twitter, OSHA doing this vax mandate as an emergency workplace safety rule is the ultimate workaround for the federal government requiring vaccinations. And that's exactly what's happened. It is a workaround. this is a backdoor way to their end to mandate a vaccine in the private workplace. Because we all know government has been, they've made it very clear they have no business in the private workplace. Biden can mandate this in the public school sector. Why? Because the public school sector is actually federal business. They are federal employees. So it makes sense that he can mandate it on a federal level because the public school system are federal employees. Democrats will bend over. They will bow down to it. They will do whatever their dictator Joe Biden says. Republicans like DeSantis, Noem, Abbott are going to fight back. But he does have a legal leg to stand on as far as mandating it in the public school sector. No matter how pissed off we are about it, he still has a leg to stand on. The private sector is a whole new ballgame, a whole new ballgame. They cannot legally mandate it in the private sector. Why? Because government has no business in the private sector. They cannot come into your place of business and start telling you what to do. So what have they done to get around this? They've brought in OSHA, their little lapdog, to run around and now enforce mandates. So it's not Biden technically enforcing the mandate in the private sector because he legally cannot. But what he can do, and this is very similar to what Cuomo did in New York State, he used OSHA as the scapegoat, to go around busting facilities in New York State, nursing homes, hospitals, saying, hey, this is a direct violation of OSHA guidelines. You need to wear masks. You need to be vaccinated. So Biden's taken this whole OSHA thing to a whole new level. He's now said, wait a second, let's use OSHA to be our little lapdog and run around and hand out $14,000 fines per offense. This is how much OSHA is now going to charge, $14,000 per offense to small businesses who violate this guideline. So OSHA is the one now doing the Democrats' dirty work. And Ronald Klain, the White House chief of staff, just busted them when he retweeted, that OSHA doing this vax mandate as an emergency workplace safety rule is the ultimate workaround for the federal government requiring vaccinations. So he just busted Biden. Ronald Klain, the White House chief of staff, retweeting this yesterday just goes to show and prove, like Senator Cruz just said, foolish retweet from White House chief of staff. He just said the quiet part out loud. This is complete, tyrannical overreach. So Ronald Klain, the White House chief of staff, faced criticism on social media yesterday after he retweeted a post that seemed to praise the Biden administration for pulling off the ultimate workaround for a national COVID-19 vaccine requirement. Mind you, Biden, during the campaign trail, then President-elect Joe Biden, he said he will not be mandating vaccines on a national level. He even said he would not mandate masks on a national level. This was Biden during the campaign trail. There's videos out there on my page, on a million news outlets, of Biden saying it. I don't think it's necessary to mandate vaccines on a national level. Period. That's it. Nothing else to discuss. But like Biden, as the liar he is, that was just one of several lies that Biden told the American people just to get elected. So the lies keep piling up as the tyranny keeps piling up. For those of you who thought and accused President Trump of acting like a tyrant, this is a picnic. Trump was a picnic compared to what we're seeing Biden do right now. It is absolute tyranny. So President Biden announced proposed rules that would force private sector employers with more than 100 workers to either require them to be fully vaccinated or mandate that they undergo weekly tests. The rules would be enforced by the Occupational Safety and Healthy Administration. Businesses that do not comply would face fines up to $14,000 per offense, an administration official told the Associated Press. The mandate is expected to take to effect as many as 100 million Americans. So Klain, White House Chief of Staff, retweeted MSNBC's Stephanie Ruhle, who posted OSHA doing this vax mandate as an emergency workplace safety rule is the ultimate workaround for the federal government to require vaccinations. The New York Times pointed out that OSHA is tasked with overseeing workplace safety and has the authority. Now, here's the caveat, people. This is why this will not stand. The New York Times pointed out that OSHA is tasked with overseeing workplace safety and has the authority to quickly issue a rule known as an emergency temporary rule. It's a temporary standard if it can show that workers are exposed to a grave danger. Grave danger are not cases, people. You can have 50 freaking billion cases of coronavirus. It's not a grave danger. Death is grave danger. People dropping dead around you, left, right, and center, is grave danger. The influenza pandemic in 1919 to 1921, when 100 million plus people died in 2 years, was grave danger. This BS is propaganda. This is not grave danger. Yes, coronavirus is real. Yes, people have died. People have also died from the flu. They've also died from getting hit by a car. The number of deaths and fatalities around the world have not skyrocketed during coronavirus. All we've done is had a much deadlier version of the flu that seems to come and go seasonally like the flu. So this is not grave danger. So the New York Times, as they've pointed out, have made it very clear. OSHA is tasked with overseeing workplace safety and has the authority to quickly issue a rule known as emergency temporary standard if it can show that workers are exposed to a grave danger and that the rule is necessary to address that danger. I do not believe it does. I don't think lawyers will believe it does. I don't think SCOTUS will believe it does. The rule must also be feasible. Now, here's another caveat in which why this is not going to stand. The rule must also be feasible for employers to enforce. Employers are not going to be able to enforce this. They don't even have the money to challenge Biden, let alone the money to have OSHA come in and enforce all this nonsense. So employers won't have the funds or the manpower to enforce it. Nobody's in grave danger anymore. So I don't see how OSHA even has a leg to stand on. We know Biden and the Democrats do not have a leg to stand on because legally they cannot do this. So they have pawned, for those of you who are just joining us right now, they have pawned their dirty work off to OSHA. OSHA is the one now coming up with a rule because we want to make sure that safety is number one priority in the workplace. So now OSHA, coerced by the Democrats and Biden, influenced, basically told what to do, are now fining employers $14,000 per offense. This affects 100 million Americans. There's only probably 200 million in the workforce, excluding all of the under age 15 American citizens who are not yet allowed to work. So 100 million American citizens, what is the Biden administration going to do when 20, 30, 40% of these Americans say, the hell with this. I'm out of here. I'm done. And it will happen. I found myself in a conversation with my wife yesterday, and she said, yeah, but Matt, these people have to work. They need to pay the bills. They need to keep a roof over the head. And I said, well, not everybody. There's a lot of people out there who are financially sound that are working because they just want to be busy. They want to have more purpose to life. They can retire tomorrow. There's a lot of married couples out of there where one of the parents one of the household members can easily take care of the financial bills for the family. And you better believe they will take a financial hit as long as they can cover their expenses for one of them to quit. So there's a lot of situations where not everybody needs both jobs in a household to pay the bills. And there's a lot of situations where neither need a job to pay the bills. There's a lot of people out there who have found themselves in a financially sound position where they can quit tomorrow. So this constant threatening of American people to either get the jab or lose your job. Well, guess what, Joe? Half the population is going to say, screw you. We're done. We're done. And you know what? We don't have to deal with this BS. We have the right to move states and we have the right to move countries. I left the country for 15 years. I was absent throughout of all of Obama's presidency. Thank God. I left when Bush was in office, and I didn't come back until Trump was halfway through his term. And I came back because I liked the direction the economy was headed. Well, if I knew that all of this, all of Trump's American First policies were going to get thrown out the window in day one, practically, I would have never moved back to the United States. So I can pick up and move. We all have the right. Everybody has the right to move, not just states, but to get the hell out of America and maybe come back when Trump wins again in 2024 or if Trump doesn't decide to run, which is very, very unlikely. Very unlikely. Maybe we'll have somebody like DeSantis win or another Republican conservative patriot that's going to actually start fighting for our rights. Or maybe the Democrats are going to finally wake up and realize that they've been overrun by the progressive left. So it's not legal. Biden can't do it. He knows he can't do it. He's pawned this off to OSHA to handle his dirty work. And OSHA will probably not be able to do it. Because in order for OSHA to be able to pull this off, first of all, it needs to be an emergency temporary standard. Temporary standard. If it can show that workers are exposed to a grave danger, which we know they are not. We know they are not exposed to a grave danger. Grave danger is the building's about to explode and OSHA says, hey, listen, you really can't have the flammables by the propane tanks because that will explode and kill everybody in this room. That's grave danger. Coronavirus is not going to destroy everybody in a single room, especially seeing that most of the American population has been vaccinated. The grave danger ended when everybody got vaccinated. Just because Joe Biden and the Democrats cannot hit their freaking BS pharma sales targets right now because 80 million of us have said we are not participating in this nonsense doesn't mean we are in grave danger. It just means we're not buying into it anymore. The rule must also be feasible for employers to enforce. So there's a lot of loopholes here, a lot of loopholes that I really don't think Biden has a leg to stand on. So many that the Republican National Committee is now going to sue the hell out of Biden over this. Joe Biden told Americans when he was elected that he would not impose vaccine mandates. He lied. Republican National Committee Chairwoman Roma McDonald said in a statement, now small businesses, workers, and families across the country will pay the price. He lied. He lied, and the RNC is going to sue Biden administration over vaccine mandates. So get ready, Joe. Get ready, Democrats. You are about to see the biggest lawsuit that you have ever faced in U.S. presidential history. No one has hated this man more. Nobody has wanted to get rid of a president more than the American people do right now. The moderate Democrats are furious with what's happening. The rhinos are embarrassed and ashamed and have run away with their tail between their legs thinking, I can't believe I just did this to my country. Well, lesson learned, rhinos. Maybe you'll think twice about whether a mean tweet is really worth getting rid of at the sacrifice of America's freedom. So the Republican National Committee is now suing the Biden administration over vaccine mandates. Exactly what do they plan on doing here? And I want to play this video for you all real quick. This is Kylie McEnany on Fox News last night explaining what the real issue is here. What's the real issue? Why are 80 million people dead set against the vaccine? Is it because they're scared of it? No. It's because the Biden administration and the Democrats have made it so political that we are resisting the tyranny at this point. Let's take a listen.
So this is so interesting. Rachel. Good evening. I'm going to start with you, Katie. I think part of the problem is that the Biden administration keeps forcing it, which is making people resist it. Maybe if they just let it go, more people would feel more comfortable about taking the vaccine.
Wow, there's so much they have done wrong, Rachel, in terms of trying to influence people to get the vaccine. We don't have enough time, but there's basic things that they could be doing that would make people feel more comfortable. The first is stop lying about how this process is going to go. You know, Joe Biden in December of last year said he wouldn't mandate something like he did today. And you had the CDC director just 2 months ago saying they were not mandating private businesses to implement these vaccination requirements or calling on OSHA to come up with some kind of rule they haven't even written yet to implement on private businesses. That's the first thing. The second thing, and this is something that Dr. Marty McCary pointed out yesterday, and he said in previewing President Biden's remarks that he had hoped he would talk about natural immunity. This idea that natural immunity isn't even being considered in the conversation when we have data, science, real hard facts now that show that natural immunity has far more protection than the vaccine. And the other thing, too, that President Biden did today, which I'm not sure if he did this on purpose, but he inadvertently undermined the vaccine and how efficient it is at protecting people from the virus, because he made this whole argument, as he has for a couple of months, that it's the unvaccinated who are presenting a threat to the vaccinated. Well, if the vaccine really works in the way that the CDC and the FDA has told us it does, then the vaccinated are protected from the unvaccinated, and the unvaccinated can make their own choices about the risks they want to take when it comes to COVID and getting the vaccine or having natural immunity. And right. So they are lecturing people from the White House and making them a target somehow, as Joe Biden did today, going back on his word, is not making people more comfortable, it's making them angry.
Exactly. Kaylee, so let's talk about it from the aspect of, she's right. There's a lot of lies being told about this that's making people uncomfortable, including the CDC taking advice from their political donors, the Democrats' political donors, the teachers' unions. But I think when it comes all down to it, a lot of people just feel like this feels a lot like the Chinese credit score, that if you're vaccinated, you get certain amounts of privileges, and if you're not, you're not going to, regardless of whether you've had, COVID and have natural immunities, as Katie pointed out.
That's right. Look, I'm going to say four simple quotes for you. If you break the rules, prepare to pay. Our patience is wearing thin. It's time to shake people. And the voluntary phase are over. Those four quotes are not from the mafia. Those four quotes are from Joe Biden and Bill de Blasio. They have decided we are moving forward from the voluntary phase, and we are going to compel people, force people to take this vaccine. Look, I was a part of the Trump administration. We oversaw Operation Warp Speed. I've always said I believe it's a good vaccine. I took the vaccine myself. But the idea that you're saying it's time to shake people, that's what de Blasio said. Voluntary phase is over. Compel and force people. As Katie points out, when Joe Biden says he would not do a vaccine mandate, when Walensky said that, when Jen Psaki said that, and then they did, you hit the nail on the head, Rachel. This is exactly how you compel people not to take the vaccine, to threaten to club them over the head, essentially. No carrots, all sticks. This is insanity, and people will not take the vaccine because of that political stunt, and that's what it was, a political stunt today, where Joe Biden says, I won't turn my back on you, but you have turned your back on the American people on the vaccine in Afghanistan and beyond.
So I think that is just a perfect explanation right there from Kayleigh McEnany. And that's exactly why so many of us are not going to get the vaccine, because it's been turned into a political stunt. And we are absolutely sick of it. We are just sick of it. It's, when Bill de Blasio says things like, hey, the voluntary phase is over. When Joe Biden says, it's your body, your choice, unless we don't want it to be anymore. That raises red flags to all of us. And that makes us really start to resent anything that the government suggests or recommends. A lot of people argue, what the hell happened to the American people? What about polio? We all got vaccinated with polio. Yes, because polio, you can literally see everybody who was affected with polio, you know, 50, 60 years ago, 70 years ago, whatever it was now, that these people were, all of them, like pretty much every single one of them, were starting to become crippled. And it was just, people knew that the statistics, that the chances of you becoming infected, and not just infected but crippled, actually something happening to your body, was extremely, extremely high. That's not been the case with coronavirus. We know the survival rate is 99.8%, and that there's a very, very small chance that if you get infected, that not only is there an incredible chance of you not dying, but you might not even feel a single symptom today. And now that the vaccinated are having a much lower risk of death, it's making the unvaccinated question, what is the desperation here? What is the desperation? The Biden administration sounds like a used car salesman right now. So we're all trying to wrap our head around here. What is the hidden agenda? Well, the Republican National Committee, they don't care anymore. They don't care. They are going up against, the Biden administration. They are going to sue the pants out of them. And they intend to sue the Biden administration on this unconstitutional mandate because they know most businesses can't fend for themselves. Let's take a look at a Washington, D.C. statement covering the fact that many small businesses and workers do not have the money or legal resources to fight Biden's unconstitutional actions and authoritarian decrees. But when his decree goes into effect, the RNC will sue the administration to protect Americans and their liberties. Let's take a look at the article. We'll try to get this shrunk down for you guys so you can see exactly what they plan on doing here. The RNC intends, the article says, or the statement says, I'm sorry if you guys can't read that this well, I'll try to get into full view for everybody here. The RNC intends to sue Biden administration on unconstitutional mandate. Today, Republican National Committee, RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel announced the RNC's intention to sue the Biden administration on their unconstitutional mandate. Joe Biden told Americans when he was elected that he would not impose vaccine mandates. He lied. Now small businesses, workers, and families across the country will pay the price. Like many Americans, I am pro-vaccine and anti-mandate. Many small businesses and workers do not have the money or legal resources to fight Biden's unconstitutional actions and authoritarian decrees. But when his decree goes into effect, the RNC will sue the administration to protect Americans and their liberties. If there was ever a time to support the Republican National Committee, now is that time. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
You Made It Political would not have been possible without this book right here, Expert Secrets, by my man, Russell Brunson. Russell Brunson wrote this book to help people like you and I become leaders in our space, to gain an audience and a public following that respects, loves, and watches our shows on a daily basis. Expert Secrets will help you find your voice and give you the confidence to become a leader. It'll show you how to build a mass movement of people whose lives you can affect. And most importantly, it'll teach you how to become an expert authority in your field where people actually pay you for your advice. The best part about Expert Secrets is it's absolutely free. You just pay for shipping, whether you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, a podcaster, or a live YouTube streamer. You want to grab a copy of this book. It'll teach you everything from building your audience to driving traffic to making this a full-time job so you can get paid for your passion.
Welcome back to You Made It Political, where the voice of the keyboard warrior is finally heard and the arguments presented are put to the political test. And now, here's your host, Matt Clark.
Welcome back to You Made It Political. We stream live every single weekday now at 10 in the morning. We are going live on Rumble. We are going live on YouTube. We are going live on Facebook. We then post replays of all the shows up on our social media platforms, including a host of other podcast platforms like Amazon Music, Spotify, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and just a ton of others. You can also go to YouMadeItPolitical.com to catch all the archived replays. So for those of you who don't like social media, or if you have friends and family who just don't want to use Facebook or YouTube or Twitter or any of these guys anymore, you can also send them to YouMadeItPolitical.com. Thank you guys for joining me wherever you're tuning in from, all over the country and the world. I know a lot of you have taken time out of your busy schedules to spend the hour with me, and I really, really appreciate it. It really helps this channel grow. We spend the first half of the show talking about Biden's ridiculous, ridiculous mandate that is illegal, unconstitutional, and we know he does not have a leg to stand on. We know this. We know this. So what has he done? He's outsourced his dirty work to OSHA. He's outsourced his dirty work to OSHA, who is now going to fine employers $14,000, $14,000 per offense if they do not fall in line, if they do not bend over to Biden's completely illegal and unconstitutional mandate. What happened? Before we get into who else is suing Biden, we talk about the fact that the Republican National Committee is suing Biden. We'll also talk about who else is suing Biden, but Republicans are pissed. This was the last straw, people. This is the last straw. We need to rise up. We need to fight. We need to get out there. We need to support those who are going to go up against the tyranny, because we already saw what happened to Australia. We saw what happened to Canada. We saw what happened to the UK. We're next. We are next. They took away guns in Australia. They are now defenseless, and they are getting railroaded with tyranny. They're not even hiding the fact that the New World Order is on the Aussies' doorstep. They've even been busted calling it the New World Order. I mean, it doesn't get any more obvious and blatant than that. The United Kingdom's fighting, but they're not winning. Canada is now trying to get their act together, but it may be too little too late. America, we're next if we don't get out there and we start pushing back. And that's all we have to do, is just push back. I mean, it really couldn't be any more simple. We just got to push back. We got to fight against the tyranny. So Biden comes out yesterday, very, very blatantly, obviously, telling the American people, listen, I don't care about the Constitution. I don't care about your rights. I don't really care about any of you who don't agree with me. 80 million strong are unvaccinated. 100 million employees are going to be affected with this new private sector mandate. And what I find interesting is that the Democrats keep telling us private businesses get to call their own rules. They get to call their own shots. If they don't want you coming into their own private business because you're not wearing a mask or you're not vaccinated, that's up to them. They have the right to make that rule for their private business. Okay, fine, Joe, fair enough. And I've been a big advocate of that. As a constitutionalist and somebody who fights to defend the Constitution, they're right, and I've defended that. If a private business wants to tell you they don't want your business if you're not vaccinated or if you refuse to wear a mask, although I think it's insane and I think it's a horrible way to run your business, I do agree it is their right. But now, all of a sudden, the rights of allowing your employees to be vaccinated or not has been removed. It's very similar to what they just did with abortion. See, the Democrats have made it very clear that it's only your decision as long as we say it's your decision. We only are going to take parts of the Constitution and throw out the bits that we don't like. Well, that's not up to the Democrats. So why are they getting away with it? It's because we bend over. It's because the American people are allowing them to get rid of it. Yesterday, I posted on my timeline on You Made It Political. I said, what Joe Biden is doing is completely illegal and unconstitutional, and he has zero authority whatsoever to mandate or tell private businesses what to do. The only way he's going to get away with it is if we let him get away with it. Public schools is a different story. Public schools are government funded, therefore they are federal employers, federal employees. I don't like it, but that's just the nature of the beast. Private businesses, a whole new animal. Well, the Republican National Committee is fighting back. They are suing the pants off of Biden and the administration. Who else is suing the Biden administration? Well, next up is Kristi Noem. Thank God we have governors like Kristi Noem, Ron DeSantis, Abbott, and others. Jim Jordan, Congressman Jim Jordan, Lauren Boebert, Josh Hawley, Matt Gaetz, who surprisingly we haven't heard much of. I think this is just so new and such a shock that all of these, you know, patriotic and conservative congressmen and women that we usually hear from are unusually quiet. I think this really stung hard. I think this hit home. And I think they're all now, you know, I think what they're doing is they're thinking, you know what, enough of social media, enough of running our mouths. We're going underground. We need to put a stop to this tyranny. There's obviously a hidden agenda here that we have to put a stop to. Enough talking, enough showboating. Lawmakers, congressmen and women, governors have gone underground, are going offline to now congregate and decide how to best put an end to this tyrannical nonsense. And I started the show with today by saying, listen, I don't care if you're vaccinated or not. I don't judge. I really don't care. I don't care what's in it. I have people sending me stories every day, hundreds of messages about how dangerous it is. And I say, listen, I don't care to get into any of this. I don't care to read theirs. I don't care what the CDC says. I don't care how many people have died or how many adverse effects people have had from it. Of course, I care about these people, but that's not the fight that I'm fighting. The fight that I am fighting is medical freedom. The fight that I am fighting is to defend our Constitution. I'm not interested in anything else right now. That is why I started this show. So Governor Kristi Noem, South Dakota, is joining the lawsuit. She made it very clear, Biden, I'm not even going to sit here and run my mouth. I'm going to see your ass in court. I'm going to see you in court. Others have blasted Biden's workplace vaccine mandate as well. So what exactly is Kristi Noem going to do here? Kristi Noem has threatened Biden with a lawsuit. She threatened Biden with a lawsuit, understandably, as so many other Republicans have done. And Kristi Noem is now hitting back as well. President Joe Biden's workplace vaccine and testing requirement was met with plenty of criticism on Twitter yesterday from conservatives and Republican politicians promising to push back on what they view as blatantly unconstitutional overreach. The administration's six-pronged path out of the pandemic, which is total BS, includes a very controversial provision that would require private companies with over 100 employees to require them to submit to either a COVID-19 vaccine or weekly testing. The edict would be enforced, and this is where things get very, very dodgy, enforced by OSHA, the federal agency responsible for worker safety. If you're just joining us live here today and you made it political this morning, go back once the show's over and the replay's up. You can go back and listen to why I think OSHA doesn't have a leg to stand on either. So blah, 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 blah. Several GOP state governors, including South Dakota's Kristi Noem, Tennessee's Bill Lee, Georgia's Brian Kemp, Florida's Ron DeSantis, and Iowa's Kim Reynolds, criticized the mandate and promised pushback. See you in court, Noem tweeted. And you know they're going to win. They're going to win just like all the Democratic governors won every single lawsuit against President Trump. When President Trump wanted to shut the borders, he got severe criticism over it. Democratic governor said nope. When President Trump sent a freaking massive hotel-like ship to Cuomo during the height of the pandemic, Cuomo said, no thanks, I'm all set on that. So Democratic governors have defied Trump's executive orders and policies throughout his entire presidency. It's our turn now to defy the draconian measures that Biden's putting in place. You better believe they're going to give the Democrats their own a taste of their own medicine. They're just going to start suing them. They're going to defy these orders. Conservative commentator Ben Shapiro predicted a solid shot at victory in court mandate opponents. So even Ben Shapiro is weighing in. And I'm glad that Ben Shapiro is weighing in, because I know Ben is yes, he's pro-vaccine, but he's also very much pro-choice. Ben Shapiro said OSHA's regulations on infectious disease have never been applied outside the healthcare and social service context. To expand that mandate to all industries would likely subject any such rule to the Small Business Regulatory Enforcement Fairness Act. So it's really good to see a Ben Shapiro weighing in now and voicing his own argument and probability of OSHA not really being able to win this one. People, Biden can't win this. He cannot win this. The schools can barely even win the mask mandate. And that is a federal employee. There is no way that the Democrats can enforce private businesses to be vaccinated. It is so against medical freedom, and it's tyrannical. It takes tyranny to a whole new level in the United States right now. This is as tyrannical as the Democrats have gotten in probably any of our lifetimes, even though there's probably all ages of viewers watching the show. I think we can all agree this is the worst we have ever seen our U.S. government. Well, Ben Shapiro doesn't think that OSHA is going to have a leg to stand on either. Who else is hitting back? Well, none other than Greg DeSantis. You better believe Greg DeSantis is also fighting back. And I love what DeSantis has said. Leave it to DeSantis to really lay down the hammer and put it all into perspective. DeSantis has blasted mandates. And I love this quote by DeSantis. My job is to protect individual freedom, not corporate freedom. See, DeSantis throughout this entire pandemic, although he is a politician, has left politics out of it. He's left politics out of it. And this is where the Democrats have gone so horribly wrong. They felt the need to babysit us, grown adults who can make our own decisions. So Governor DeSantis is saying, hey, listen, my job is to protect individual freedom, not corporate finance. DeSantis is blasting the mandate, saying my job is to protect individual freedom, not corporate freedom, as reported by Right Side Broadcasting. Let's break this down a little bit more and get into what DeSantis has had to say. So DeSantis yesterday gave a briefing Friday, blasting the controversial vaccine mandates imposed by businesses. My philosophy as a governor, my job is to protect your individual freedom. My job is not to protect corporate freedom, said DeSantis, doubling down on protecting individual rights amid pressures to force vaccines and COVID restrictions on Floridians. When asked by a reporter about the rights of business owners to mandate employees to get the COVID-19 vaccine, DeSantis boldly clarified again that his role as governor is to protect the rights of the individuals he represents, which should be all politicians' goal. All of the politicians that we elect, we the people, put in power. They serve us. Democrats have forgotten that. Republicans know their role in government. It's to serve the American people. Because after all, we elect them to serve us. Biden is supposed to be serving us. Democrats, somewhere along the way, have forgotten what it means to be an elected official. Republicans know their role. So Governor DeSantis, he clarified again that his role as governor is to protect the rights of the individuals he represents, not corporations. And again, at the end of the day, he said, my philosophy is that as governor, my job is to protect your individual freedom. My job is not to protect corporate freedom. This is not what I'm here for. We have a good business climate. We have everything. This idea that businesses can do whatever they want and invade your privacy in doing that. I'm not signing up for that, DeSantis said. So I'm pleased to see that DeSantis is also joining the lawsuit, along with the Republican National Committee, along with Kristi Noem, along with half of the other Republicans. And he very clearly says, let's take a listen here, because I think it's great to hear what he has to say.
And at the end of the day, my philosophy is, as governor, my job is to protect your individual freedom. My job is not to protect corporate freedom. That is not what I'm here for. I mean, we have a good business climate, we have everything, but this idea that businesses can just do whatever they want and invade your privacy and doing all that, no, I'm not signing up for that. I'm signing up for protecting your freedom and making sure we have a society in Florida where people can make the best decisions for themselves and for their families. And that's what we're doing by protecting against these mandates and making sure that that's done based on what people believe is best for them and their families, but not something that's imposed either by government or in some respects, in some instances, by very, very powerful private entities. And at the
So again, good on Governor DeSantis for stepping up, getting out there and saying, again, once again, tyrannical overreach. Let's see, before we end the show here, I'm curious to see what a lot of the American people have to say here.
We have a good business climate. We have everything. But this idea that...
Based on the fact that DeSantis is now blasting the mandate and he is saying, my job is to protect individual freedom, not corporate businesses. Bob says the power has gone to their heads. It's not about unity. It's about conformity. That's exactly what the Democrats stand for. They do not stand for unity. Biden, you know, as soon as when I heard Biden speak about unity during his inauguration speech, I mean, I knew it was fake. Because in one hand, he's speaking about unity. And then the other, he's shaming Republicans for the January 6th insurrection. I mean, his whole inauguration speech was shaming Republicans. Well, you can't speak about unity and then continue to slam half the country or shame half the country. That wasn't a great start for Joe Biden's presidency. So when I heard him do that, I knew his presidency was not going to be about unity, regardless of what he tried to sit there or what he tried to peddle during his inauguration speech that day. So Bob's absolutely right. The power has gone to their heads. It's not about unity. It's about conformity. A lot of really good comments coming in on my own wall. Tracy Carpenter says, cigarettes have killed more people than COVID. Why have they not banned cigarettes? Oh, wait, because tobacco puts money in their pockets, as does the vaccine. Tracy, that is a phenomenal comment, and you're absolutely 100% spot on. Nicole, my husband is about to lose his job over this. I'm a nurse, and I left the hospital. Nicole, I feel you. My sister is also about to leave the hospital. September 27th deadline here in New York State. She's also going to be leaving. Nicole said, we have a group of doctors and nurses protesting it in upstate New York, Rochester, led by Shannon Joy. I've seen those protests grow, and now 500, 600 strong are now flooding these protests, not just here in Rochester, New York, but across the country. Zeta says, this is insane. I am a Cuban exile. I never thought I'd see the same in this country. Zeta, thank you so much. Thank you so much for posting this. I don't know if you're still watching, but that is exactly what we need more of. We need more immigrants like you from Cuba, from South America, from Eastern Europe, from Asia, to speak up and say, America, wake the hell up. I left my country because of exactly what's going on right now here in America. My wife, Chinese, from Shanghai, Communist China, she's in America saying, Matt, I cannot believe what I'm seeing. This feels no different than China right now. And she is right. So migrants, immigrants, speak up. Let the American people know that you came from a socialist country. You came from a communist country. And the writing is on the wall. If we don't put an end to this nonsense right now, we are soon going to become the very countries that so many fled for freedom. Guys, thank you so much for joining me here at You Made It Political. We go live every single day, 10 o'clock in the morning, Facebook, YouTube, Rumble. We also repost up to Amazon Music, Spotify, TuneIn, and a host of other platforms. You have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you Monday.
Thank- Thanks for listening to You Made It Political with Matt Clark. Be sure to like, follow, or subscribe to the show. Or leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like our show or want to know more, check out YouMadeItPolitical.com.